श्री गौ कृष्ण दास काल जी महाराज संत कीर्तन चौथाई ओम नमो हरे राधे राधे। देखिए निर्णय में गदाधर और श्री बागनाथ का स्वामी संतान जब द्वारे खुन संतान जब श्रम खुन संतान जब निरुवान योचा सरे दास की मिठाई सरकाई चौथाई ओम नमो हरे राधे राधे। मेरा श्रीमाली वाक्य कौन श्री पूर्व प्रणाम The day is divided into 20 dandas, therefore 15 dandas will perform kirtan and form with kirtan. If someone says to perform bhajan like this, their lives are successful. Therefore, Bhagavacharya did not generate that he worshipped in Bhaktavira. Here he had the good fortune to come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, he was the most learned pandit in all of India. But when he came to see Mahaprabhu, he said, I am in the collection of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So I said, I am going to be without Swami. Then Mahaprabhu said, why don't you not accept the Swami, Sridhar Swami, or the husband? Then he is like a prostitute. Thus, Sri Bhagavacharya considered himself to be a great learned scholar, but in practice, Sarvabhava Bhattacharya. He Ramananda Roy, he Sri Ramana, Sri Ramananda Swami, then he was like a duck in front of Swami. The Bible says, he said to Mahaprabhu, I've written a commentary on the name of Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, I don't know any explanation of the name of Krishna. I know Krishna is Yashodananda and Nandananda. Therefore, by some association, he decided to take Gopal Mantra from Sri Gadadhar Mandir. Sri Gadadhar Mandir was a little bit shy and afraid. But on the invitation of Mahaprabhu, he took Gopal Mantra from Sri Gadadhar Mandir. The Gopal Mantra is Gopi Jana Bhagavan. There is no question of Bhagavan without. There is only the mood of service to Radha Krishna, especially to Srimad Bhagavatam. His son, Vipacharya, was also a great learned person. And by the association, especially of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, that he got so much respect for the service of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, in his prayer, we think so much regard for Srimati Radhika. Therefore, he said in his prayer, if we get the mercy of Srimati Radhika, is there anything left to achieve? If one gets the mercy of Srimati Radhika, one gets the result of both Kushima, which is Radhanuga Bhajan, and Mahajalama, which is Vaidhapati. He has prayed, Shamasin, the Shigamba Krishna, Sarahan, the Kodi, Manohar, from Radhika, the Shigatam, 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 which Krishna, on whose head the peacock feather is nicely situated, who is smiling and smiling with a fruit in his hand, which fruit growing on me, growing on Manohara, for whom that fruit which attracts the mind of all the personalities in Vrindavan. O Shamasundra, you are Radhika the peacock, you are most beloved of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, please give me your mercy and make me your maidservant. There's prayer. O Srimati Radhika, Krishna is your beloved. Therefore, there is no direct relationship with Krishna. There is a relationship with Krishna through Srimati Radhika. Yet Krishna's eyes are like bumblebees. And Srimati Radhika's face is very attractive, like a lotus flower. Just like the bumblebee takes nectar from the flower, and the ceremonial eyes of Krishna always searching, drinking the nectar of the face of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, O Krishna, be kind to me. Give me a place on the feet of Radhika's lotus feet. It is for this reason I am doing your bhajan. With a straw in my feet, O Madam, O Krishna, I pray for nothing else except to become the main servant of your beloved. Hey, your soul is a grand, answer the feet. Therefore, there is a little difference between Balabhacharya and the Goswami. In the balance of the God, they are still praying directly to crucifixion of his fellows and our army. But the Goswami has told us, no, we should take the message to Radhika, to Gautamaya, to Vrindavani, to Vishaka, and to Lingalinga, and Yamuna, because they can take the fellows of our army. There is no need to take the message to Krishna at all. If I know that you are Krishna Padini Shakti, please give me your darshan. Therefore, Srimati Radha became darshan from Naramuni along with all the Akasaki in her Kishori form as a young girl, she made us. Naramuni was astonished and closed his eyes. That time they said, hey, don't close your eyes, now it's time for darshan. You can close your eyes afterwards. So Naramuni, he did many prayers. Radharani disappeared. Then Naramuni went to Narakund. That name was recently been given. So he performed austerity, therefore thousands of years after his until he became a gopi. Some say there is no name of Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Neither have the Vedas mentioned her directly. But this idea is completely false. Because Bhagavatam is given, and the Vedas are given Radharani in an indirect manner. Just like we say, oh, there's one boy, black complexion, playing a flute. Who is he? He's not a mighty gopis. Who is he? It is not that he is Krishna, but he is just Krishna is mentioned indirectly. In the same way, Radharani is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Radharani is not the young Bhagavan, but he is the yet kind of Radharani is given in the Muslim manner. Radharani is not the same. Shivadeva Goswami has not mentioned her name directly because Radharani has a karmasa which is devoted. If he hears only says Radharani's name, he will become unconscious for 6 months. That's how he can speak to Bhagavatam because Krishna Maharaj will be carried by the time he comes to consciousness. Then the Bhagavatam says, what is Gopi? One Sam Gopi, one Gopi. Jnana Krishna Prasama. Who is remembering how previous association with Krishna? Understanding that Krishna has the ultimate Sula, that Krishna cannot be without a beloved for even 5 minutes, she, seeing the black thing, Srimati Radhika began to abuse that thing. Oh, foolish being! I do not know how to classify an unbelievable lady. You must be a big fool, just like your master. Therefore, the glories of Radharani have been given in the Brahma Mahimas Puran, especially in the Gata Samhita. So much reference is there. Deva Purana then says, Devi Krishna Mahimasa, Radhika Paravedata, Sava Lakshmi Mahimasa, Kanti Samoshoma. Who is Shivari Radhika? She is Krishna Mahi. She is full of Krishna. Every particle of her body is called his Deva. Even though Krishna is a Rasik Shekhar, he is full of love. When he sees Srimati Radhika, he becomes unconscious. Even though Krishna is Adideva, Krishna Deva Bhavan Kamamate, he is the Deva of all the demigods. But still, Krishna's Deva is Srimati Radhika. The three worlds chant Krishna mantra. With what mantra does Krishna chant? He chants Radha's mantra, Radha Gayatri. He took initiation from that. And how is he chanting that mantra on the bank of Radhakund? 3 times taking bath with great affection and concentration. He is chanting the name of mantra. He is chanting the mantra containing the name of Srimati Radhika. He is the root cause of Uma Rama Sakta Shakti Chandarupi Radha Akashava Amaya Bhavi. He is the root of all Shakti Tattva. And she will with everyone. When Krishna pulls Radhika, then how he becomes her, Radhika, Radhika, the king of Vrindavan is offering Mishti Shabda, each fruit, each fruit, etc. The Lord is offering his head to the feet of Radhika. The Lord is offering his head to the feet of Radhika. When Srimati Radhika is in Russia, and she is in her, etc. What does it mean? That time when Krishna sees Radhika, he begins shaking, and another man goes, hey, don't forget to say, Nandarika, Baba, and all that else is left here. Control yourself. Doesn't speak of the glory of Srimati Radhika. What
Bye.